Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world. Welcome back to Youth Station. This is Arab English Radio. I am Asma. I have been blessed to be with you once more. And here with me, I have my dear one, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and assalamu alaikum, Asma.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's always a good thing to be here with you and with the listeners, of course. Youth Station is the best place in the world.
Yes.
Now, today we're going to talk about something which is also sort of related to doing mistakes. Is it true to call a sin a mistake?
Sometimes. Yes, sin has a
what
little heavier.
What about the other times?
Sin has a little heavier, you know. It's a little heavy than mistakes.
Uh-huh.
A mistake could be something that could not be always a sin.
Yeah.
But a sin is sin. Sin is a little, you know, it carries a negative mm-hmm. connotation with it.
So when you do it for the first time without knowing what exactly is going on, without a knowledge, actually, without consciousness, you do it. It is called mistake. When you do it for the second time, and you already know that is a wrong thing,
yeah,
then it is called a sin.
There are certain times, there are certain mistakes that are not necessarily sins. For example, there are certain people who have this habit of interfering in another's life. But interfering and talking behind their back, going to backbiting, is a sin.
Yeah.
So a mistake can lead you to a sin. But not every mistake is a sin.
That is
sometimes
very true.
You just enter your parents' room without their permission. That's a mistake. But that's not a sin at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
But this can lead you to some, you know, many small mistakes can lead you to sins, which are actually sins, and you don't even realize. So it's better to stop yourself from mistakes so that you do not commit a sin.
Yeah. So how how should I help myself stop doing sins?
It's a little tough and a little easy as well.
How come?
If you're standing on a cliff, on a mountain cliff.
Which is a hard situation.
And you're about to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And you know standing on a cliff, you will be, you're like, right now you'll fall into the
ground.
And you will be no more.
Will die, actually.
Why do you stand over there? Because sometimes some people come up with a justification. No, I'm on the cliff. I'm not going to fall. Why do you stand at a situation wherein you're about to fall?
Well, Zainab, that's the thing.
Do not stand on a cliff. Stand 1 meter apart. If you stand 1 meter apart,
but at the moment
there are less chances of falling down.
At the moment of doing sins, it's a bit of different from standing on the cliff part, you know, of the mountain. It is a bit different because when you are doing sins, consciously believe that you are doing sins.
If I actually relate it with the real life, you know, Asma, just give me example of one of the sins.
Backbiting, which is very common.
Backbiting, okay. Mm. I'm standing on a mountain cliff and how I'm justifying my sin and how do I relate this sin with this mountain cliff example is that I'm talking my heart.
Yeah.
I am down with some person. I'm done with him or her.
I've been oppressed.
I'm broken. And now I'm sharing about this all whatever I have gone through with my friend.
Yeah.
My justification is that I'm just talking my heart out.
Yeah.
And now you're about to fall in the backbiting kind of sin.
So I will explode if I do not talk about it.
Have you ever felt lighter sharing things with your friend?
Of course. We have talked about it many times. When you talk to your friends, to dear ones, you just feel lighter. You just feel that all your emotions have been released.
But you literally do not feel as light if you talk the same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your salat mat.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
That's why I said
I know. You are a true preacher. You practice what you preach. I knew.
I don't feel lighter anymore talking to friends. In fact, I feel regretted when I meet friends. I talk my heart. I come back. I have this regret. Why I shared? What was the necessity? What did happen now? Maybe this person I shared things with has a bad image of another person I'm done
with. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes it happens that you regret the things you have said.
You have a regret in your heart then. If you have iman, if you have faith, and if your faith is on full scale, you are going to feel regretted while talking to your friends.
So you mean having a strong faith will keep me from committing sins?
It will. For example, a sin of backbiting.
Yeah.
If I have a strong faith
that I should not
talk about anyone behind his back and all. Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is important. Before faith, there's knowledge important.
Well, Zainab, we're talking to the youth right now.
Yeah.
And we know that as a youth, it's very difficult to ward off all the temptations.
True.
So when we say faith, we might think that, there's been so much of practice for it, and now you're already aged and old. So when we talk about faith,
just talk to same old people, learn from them what they say, and ask them what are your regrets.
Yeah.
The old people, the elder people, the adults. I recommend youth listening to us on their youth station. Always, whenever you find an opportunity to meet elder people or, you know, aged people, ask them, what are your regrets?
Yeah. So you mean that we have to seize the opportunities we have in our lifetime.
Exactly.
So let's keep it in here and then go for a short break.
So stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Yes.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
You're coming house and we are discussing committing sins and how should I just keep myself from doing them.
Yeah.
We talked actually about plenty much of things. We said that...
Now you're focusing on youth.
Yeah. Previously, on the before break part, we talked about faith.
Yeah.
We said that with faith...
Now, since you came to the youth part and you said temptations before break.
Yeah, and they are inexperienced, you know?
Yeah.
Inexperienced to have that great faith.
I would want to give the story of Prophet Musa, alayhissalam, who was helping two women... take water from well.
Yeah.
Who were just waiting apart from a huge line. And he sees the women and he goes to them, offers them help and helps them and tells them, you move ahead, I move behind you. And then without talking unnecessary things with them. And then helping them to home, taking this water.
Yeah.
And social media apps and everything else we have around is designed in a way.
Not just that. All the parts of life, you know? It's all temptation because there is an ostensible display of materials that the youth might feel so much attracted to them.
Exactly. So here, why I give this example of Prophet Musa's life is that he was also young. The girls were also young.
Yeah.
If the youth was just imagine today's youth. First, our conversation is not an important conversation. When did the Musa alayhissalam start a conversation? It's not even like you're not authorized to do any conversation with the opposite sex.
Yeah,
no,
I know
that's
what
wrong.
You mean. Yeah.
That's wrong. You are authorized to, you should, but when? At necessary times.
Yeah.
The woman needed help. He seeked help. He did not talk unnecessary things. He told women, you move ahead.
So do not cross the borderline.
I'll follow you. Youth does not know borderline today. They have no borderline. For example, if there had been today's youth, first of all, offering help, in addition to offering help, there would have been, what is your name?
Yes.
What is your occupation? What do you do? And maybe they would have exchanged numbers within no time.
Yeah.
But what Musa al-Islam does over here teaches us Do not talk unnecessary things. And talk, do talk to opposite sex when it's necessary.
Yeah.
Offer help. And submit to Allah.
So what happened to the modern youth?
You know, I want to say one thing over here. One of those two sisters ended up as Musa's wife in the end of the day. Why did that happen? I would have not told that. Musa alayhisalam submitted to Allah. He did not do necessary conversations with the women. The women were beautiful. And see, one of the girls becomes his
wife. You mean that if you become true obedient to God, then God would give you the gifts and blessing of
what
your obedience.
Want. Exactly. Yes. Whatever you want. So submitting to Allah is basically giving you all that back. What you're not like, it's not necessary to commit a sin just to attain what you want. Because youth today, why they commit sins? Just to attain what they really want. What
to answer their desires.
As you said, tempted towards. What do they feel attracted towards, tempted towards? To attain that, they go through any path. Even they commit sins. But here, listening to this story of Prophet Musa, you can imagine when you submit to Allah, maybe Allah will himself help you to attain that thing.
I would like to shed some light on an important fact right in here about committing sins. Because just you mentioned the difference between the modern and the youth and the prophet. The very important thing is that you should recognize that what you're doing is a sin. You should not justify it. The difference between the youth right now and the youth in the past ages is that they had a definition of sins. You know what I mean? Right now, when you tell them, okay, that what you are doing is a sin, they would justify you. They would bring plenty of reasons that, okay, it is not a sin. I'm not doing a sin.
Yeah.
So the first and the very most important thing is to recognize that what you are doing is a great sin.
Yeah.
And it's going
educate yourself.
Yeah. And it's going to have some
consequences.
To drop some curtains on your eyes and on your heart, and your soul is not going to be innocent the same as it was before.
And one of the best ways to avoid that is constant remembering.
Exactly. And friendship with Allah. That's the most important part to keep
constant
you.
Remembrance is also having faith is not enough. Being a Muslim is not enough. Just constant remembrance. If you just recite some zikr very constantly, that zikr reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're in constant remembrance, that's the best thing that can help you
ward off all the temptations.
Stop committing sins.
Yeah, that's very true. At the very first step, they have to recognize that it's a sin. And how they're going to come to recognize it? By studying more, by having some
educating
religious
themselves.
Studies. Yes.
Yeah.
As you just mentioned, they have to educate themselves. The more you know, the better you're going to deal with different situations, and the more you're going to know about the details that are called sometimes sins and you're unaware of it, which are going to have some impacts on your soul and your innocence. So, of course, there's still more of recommendations in order to use them in our life, in our daily basis life, in order not to commit sins.
Yeah, as I said, like, talk to elder people.
Yeah.
What are their regrets?
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the elder people, when you talk to them and you find their regrets, are that, I wish I knew this thing a little earlier. That means, again, going back to educate yourself at a very early age. Do not say, I'll educate myself tomorrow.
Yeah.
I do have time.
Because sometimes, Zainab, some of the sins are going to have a great, horrendous consequence in your life
that you cannot imagine.
So that's why you're saying we have to talk to elders, because they have some of those experiences to share.
And a very important thing I would like to add over here is that just see what you're eating.
Yeah, that's a very important point.
Because the people of Kufa told, they were like, they become hypocrites towards Imam Hussein al-Islam, and Imam Hussein al-Islam told them, you're behaving like this because you have fed your stomach with haram.
You can no longer recognize the light because your stomach has been filled with
So when you're feeding yourself with haram content, haram food, you cannot actually recognize sins very
easily. That's why we say they have to study more of religious stuff. And they have to increase their knowledge.
And you have to actually, every time you have to analyze what I'm eating.
Yeah.
You have to take very, very care of this thing. If I'm feeding my stomach with haram, then it paves the way for doing sins very
easily. Exactly. So that's all the time that we had for today's episode. We were talking about committing sins. I hope you can help yourself by some of the things that we talked about in order to ward off all the temptations. So, thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings.
And submit yourself to Him. He will help you attain your goals.
Of course. So, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.